Think about this. Who was more important, the little boy with the lunch or the mother who made the lunch? Without the mother, we wouldn't be talking about the miracle. Who is more important? As the pastor, am I more important than the ones who opened the building? Without them, we couldn't get in. Or is it the ones who turned the lights on, the sound system, the cameras? Or perhaps the ones who paid the bills during the week? Or maybe it's the ones who poured the foundation some 40 years ago and built the beautiful facility. Or maybe it's the ones who have supported the ministry down through the years. Here's the point. The answer is that we're all equally important. Without one, the whole thing wouldn't function properly. Be secure enough to play your role. We look at who's in front, getting the credit, the recognition. They're the leader. A lot of times we look up to them and admire them. That's where we want to be. But if that's not where we're called to be, if it's not where we're gifted, if it's not a part of our assignment, then we're going to be frustrated because it's not happening. If we do get there, we'll be frustrated trying to keep ourselves there. Because if you promote yourself and manipulate your way into a position, you will have to constantly work to try to stay in that position. But where God takes you, He will keep you. Where you force your way, you have to keep yourself. It's much better to have the attitude, I don't have to be ahead of my friend to feel good about myself. I don't have to be on the main stage. I'm happy being in the background. I don't have to be the little boy with the lunch. I'm happy to be the mom who makes the lunch. I'm happy to sing in the choir. I'm happy to make my company look good. When you're not competing, not comparing, not trying to be something you're not, life gets a lot freer. It takes all the pressure off. And yes, I realize there are some positions that carry more weight, more importance, but in God's eyes, the usher is just as important as the pastor. The people who clean the building are just as important as the people who own the building. The secretary, just as important as the supervisor. God is not going to judge you based on your neighbor's gift or your brother's gift or by how high you rose in the company. He is going to judge you based on the assignment that He has given you. Did you run your race? Not did you outperform your neighbor? Were you more successful than your cousin? Did you get more credit, more recognition than your colleague? You're not competing with them. They're running a different race. God is going to say to Queen Esther, did you have the courage to step up and save the nation as I gifted you to? He's going to ask the little boy's mother, did you get up early and make the lunch as I gifted you to? Two different assignments, two different giftings. God is not going to compare. He's not going to say, oh, Esther, I'm prouder of you. You did so much more than the boy's mother who just made a little lunch. No, it's all going to be about whether or not we fulfilled our assignment. A few years ago, I was out running. There was a man in front of me about a quarter of a mile who was running a little slower than me, so I decided to try to catch him. I had about a mile to go before I needed to turn off and head down my path. I picked up the pace. I could tell every block I was gaining on him. Within a few minutes, I was only about 100 yards behind him. I started really pushing it. You would have thought I was on the final lap in the Olympic Games. I finally caught up to him, passed him by, felt so good that I beat him. Of course, he didn't even know we were racing. But the funny thing is, when I got my mind back on what I was doing, I realized I had missed my turn. I was so focused on trying to catch him that I went about 6 blocks out of my way. I had to turn around and go back. That's what happens when we're competing with other people, trying to outperform them, dress better than them, make sure we're more successful. We end up competing in a race that we were never supposed to be in. Take the pressure off. It's very freeing to say, I'm okay with you being ahead of me, getting more recognition, doing something more exciting. I'm not going to feel bad about myself if you have a bigger house, a better car, more success. You have what you need for your assignment. I have what I need for my assignment. I don't have to keep up with you. I'm not in the same race. You're not really free until you know you're not competing with anyone else. This is one of the reasons why King Saul lost the throne. He had been happy running his race. Life was good until he heard some women saying, "Saul has killed thousands, and David has killed tens of thousands." From that moment on, he never looked at David the same way. What was his problem? He couldn't handle somebody getting ahead of him. He was fine as long as he was number one, but he couldn't handle being number two. He got distracted and spent months and months trying to kill David, all because he wasn't comfortable with who he was. Maybe like Saul, you're at the 1,000 level, but you have a friend who's at the 10,000 level. The real test to see if God can promote you is, can you celebrate people who pass you by? Can you be happy for them and stay focused on your race? Or does it frustrate you and cause you to think, I've got to catch up with them? Our attitude should be, I may not be a 10,000 level person. God may have made me to be a 1,000 level person, but I can promise you this, I'm going to be the best 1,000 level person you've ever seen. I'm not going to stop at 950, 980, or 999. I'm going to become all God's created me to be. Friend, your race is run by one person, you. Don't get distracted with competing against a neighbor, a friend, a coworker. Just run your race. Here's a phrase I like. Don't compare yourself, celebrate yourself. Somebody else may have conquered 10,000. You've conquered 1,000, but you know what? 1,000 is still good. Celebrate what you've accomplished. Very few people can say, I like myself. I'm happy with my gifts. I'm satisfied with who God made me to be. Remember, you don't have to have a great gift for God to use it in a great way. It may seem small, making a child's lunch, slinging a rock as David did, but when you use what you have, God will breathe on it and do amazing things.